And salutes, Monday morning edition. The number to call is 306-938-0600. Toll free, 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things on Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I have a big boot for people that go through cemeteries stealing flowers off the graves. That's nothing but thieves, and you have to be pretty low scum to go and steal from the dead. I've had this happen on numerous occasions. I had replaced a bouquet of flowers that was in vases on my husband's grave just this past week. Yesterday, within 3 hours, two bouquets were stolen off of graves, and I am very frustrated with people. I can't believe that you go around to graves stealing out of the cemeteries.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, a salute to Landon Young for his dance party on Saturday night. He played a lot of old vocals. He was just great. Put him on there permanent. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. John Gormley had a column last week on how politicians should show class. Then he turns around and runs down Mealey. I'm just thinking he's jealous he couldn't go on that skateboard.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I just want to salute the Riders on a hell of a win last night.
Hear, hear. Are you still cheering for Chris Jones?
Oh, yeah. I always have. I got faith in them.
All right. Thanks for the call, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got two salutes for you this morning. One is for Vic's coffee talk was really good yesterday, to the point, and also for you guys advertising our chuck wagon dates. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to salute the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. What an outstanding game last night.
I totally 100% agree.
Man, I tell you what, there's a whole host of people in Rough Rider Nation, though, that are just, they're just biting their lips because as much as they want the team to succeed, they don't want Chris Jones to succeed. So they're really torn, Dave. They are. And you know now, deep in their hearts, they're happy about the win, but only if it hadn't come with Jones having any success. Yeah. They're really in turmoil, those people. And I know because we hear from them all of the time.
Well, I'll full marks. Full
marks. You got to give the guy credit. He knew what he was doing somewhere along the line. And then that brings up the question, what's more important, talent or team chemistry? And it appears to me the team chemistry won the day yesterday.
Yeah, I would agree. 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. You made the interesting point as well when you said, well, if you can't win with offense, you better win with defense and special teams. And Riders didn't throw a touchdown pass yesterday.
No, but they did have at least they got an offensive touchdown.
By a defensive player.
Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter how you know what? That's why they don't leave room for pictures. They just leave room for the score. Because at the end of it all, in 3 weeks, you look back and you'll say, hey, they beat the Calgary Stampeders 40-27. That's all that's going to matter.
Very true. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I really appreciate that. 600 on the station on Sunday evenings with all the beautiful religion singing. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm glad you like the gospel show. Yeah, we're proud of it. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I just love to salute the Stampeders for laying down and letting the Riders win a football game.
Yeah, okay.
You know the one thing, so I
hey man,
know.
Bo Levi Mitchell threw four touchdown passes and they still didn't win.
Here's the one thing, though, that did stand out. So that was one of those live mic gimmicky games, you know what I mean? Like, the live mic is fine, but I don't care, really. I really don't care what the play call is.
Why, you don't do you understand most of it?
No exactly. One does. But I'd like to hear what they're actually talking about, coach and quarterback. I'd like to hear that conversation.
Well, sometimes you could pick up some of it from his helmet, but not very much. And it sounded like air traffic control.
Did you hear, though, what... So they changed a rule in the CFL. So now the coaches can talk to the quarterbacks right up until the ball is snapped. Do you hear how many people are in the ear of Bo Levi Mitchell all the time? Hey, look over there. Hey, look over there. Like, he's not thinking the game. The coaches are thinking the game for him.
Ooh, Dave, that's pretty deep there, fella.
Thank you. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have a salute this morning.
Go right ahead.
All righty. I got a big salute out to Young's Equipment in Davidson.
I'm sorry. We don't do any kinds of businesses because I'm sure it was great. Unfortunately, that's just not what we can do here. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a salute for John Gormley for, well, I guess I'll call it examining Ryan Miley and the ideas he brings forward, including his wild support for the Leap Manifesto. And I don't think it has anything to do with Gormley being jealous of a skateboard. Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. Good morning. All right, and that's going to be the way
maybe
we'll
that was him.
Maybe. <That's>, maybe. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered after.